Beis Amud Beis, I'd like to discuss one specific question, which I recall when I learned Makis in Yeshiva. When we learned Makis, it was a question that bothered me, and it bothered me that the Mefarshim don't really ask it. And that's the following. On the top of the Amud Beis, the Gemara, from the Amud Aleph over to the Amud Beis, tells us that an Edom Zaymimin, you can't do Kavachimers. If you start with Kavachimers by Edom Zaymimin, then the whole Edom Zaymimin fall away. Because Ma'as Seikol, Eini Niskol, Abol Iskol, V'lo Yisakol, Eini Din, Shlo Yisakol. Gemara says that the whole Edom Zaymimin doesn't fit. Because if Edom Zaymimin succeed in giving Misa, they're not Zaymimin. If they're unsuccessful, they are Zaymimin. That's a contradiction to the rules of Edom Zaymimin. So Gemara seems to say, and both Rashi and Tosis appear to learn that way, for different reasons, but to learn that there are no Kavachaymers by Edom Zaymimin. Good. And then there are two dots. And then you start the next Gemara, and you get one, two, three lines into it, and suddenly you read, the Gemara says, what's the din of Edom Zaymimin by Galus? Sorbi Echinon Aymer, Kavachaymer. Bang! He's starting again with a Kavachaymer. The Gemara at the top of the Amid said, you don't do Kavachaymers by Edom Zaymimin, because it's a contradiction to the whole rule of Edom Zaymimin. And then, a few lines later, the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yechiron, you know, I know this din of Edom Zaymimin, it's a Kavachaymer. The Gemara is a different kasha on the Kavachaymer, but the Gemara doesn't ask this. So it seems to be a problem in the underlying rule of the Mesechtor, of the Perek of Edom Zaymimin, there are no Kavachaymers, Rabbi Yechiron comes along and says a Kavachaymer. Now this is the difficulty which I have here in Pshat, in learning Pshat in the Gemara. So I'd like to talk a little about Kavachaymers. Kavachaymers are in general a favorite topic to tumble about. So I really want to mention two Nakudas, but Lagabi this, I'd like to explain the following. We have a rule, Ein Ein Shemin Adin. It's going to be at the end of the Perek, the Gemara, and Hey Amid Beis. There's a rule, Ein Ein Shemin Adin. You don't give a Kavachaymer, you don't give punishments based on a Kavachaymer. So then, for a given example, Asay Daicha Lois Asay. And Asay is more Chomer than a Lois Asay. So why don't I make a Kavachaymer? Mandacha Lois Asay gets Malkus. So an Asay which is more Chomer, Zicha gets Malkus. Say is Daicha Laisa say, right? When they come into conflict, they say overrides Laisa say. It appears. So if so, why don't I say Madach, a Laisa say gets Malkus, so an Asay certainly gets Malkus. So the answer is, Ain Einchim in Adin. We have a Kabbalah that we don't give Einchim based on a Kavachaymer. What's the reason for that? Why Ain Einchim in Adin? Taka, why not? A Kavachaymer is a Kavachaymer. Why don't you give an einish from a Kavachaymer? So we have two mahalchim in why ain't einishim in adin. Why don't give a punishment in adin? So in all the yeshiva svarim on Bava Kama, Beis Amud Aleph, they discuss why ain't einishim in adin. And there are two reasons that are brought. One is the Marsha and Sanhedrin. The Marsha says that ain't einishim in adin, because we say the following logic. We say the Torah only punishes if it's a kapara for the person. So a loisa say is less. You give him malchus, it'll be a kapara for him. But on a mitzvah say, which is worse, the malchus is not adequate for a kapara. So the Marsha says that we don't give einshim if it's not going to be mechaper. To give an einish, a stack of the two eifa kapara, we don't do. So why ain't einishim in adin? Because we have this yisaid, which is an interesting yisaid in the first place. The Torah only punishes where it's mechaper. If it's not mechaper, then the Torah doesn't punish. So therefore, ain't einishim in adin. That's shita samarsha. The second shita is the shita in the klolei hashas, in the back of brachis. Yeah, klolei hashas, klolim for the rules of shas. There it says a different reason. Ein einshim min adin is because with a kal v'chaymer, adam don kal v'chaymer mi'atzmai. Every person on his own could say a Kal V'chaymer. You never know. Maybe there's a pircha to the Kal V'chaymer. You never know. You say a Kal V'chaymer, it sounds good. Maybe the next day you'll have a pircha to the Kal V'chaymer. So since Gzeres Shava is Moshe Mesinai, you can give Anshin. A Hekish, Moshe Mesinai, you give Anshin. Kal V'chaymer, you could down on yourself. So a Kal V'chaymer, you're never sure you're right. That's why ain't Anshin Min Adin. So again, we have the rule ain't Anshin Min Adin. We have two possible reasons. The Marsha's reason, that it's not enough of to be Mechaper. And the reason of the Klalei Hash'as, that it might be wrong, you never know, it might be wrong.
What did you say? Yeah. Simply that it's exactly that also.
Ain't Anshin Min Adin.
Yeah, we learned it from Achor, from daughter, okay. From sister, mother.
Okay, it's a good question. It's a good question. The Gemara itself is here in Mak, isn't the first parak. So you're right. And we'll have to see. But Lamaisa Maramokim Anilach. The Marsha gives this Hezber, and the Klalei Hash'as give that Hezber. Now, the following question, Rabbi Chanan, in Masechtas Kedushin on Dalet Amud Beis, asks the following question. Follow the question, it's an example, a question could be asked in many places, he asks it on Dalet Amud Beis. How do you know you can marry a woman with Kesef? How do you know that Kesef works to marry a woman? Just as in the Torah, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. You marry a woman, how do you marry a woman? So the Gemara there wants to say a Kal V'chaymer. It's a Kal V'chaymer. The Gemara makes a Kal V'chaymer. Madach and Amavriya. You could buy with Kesef and you can't buy with Bia. So Nisha, that Bia, Yizicha could do Kesef for Kedushin. It's not important what the Kal V'chaymer is for our discussion. But the Gemara says, at least in the Havamina, that you can marry a woman with Kedushin Kesef. How do you know from a Kal V'chaymer? So Rabbi Chanan asked the kasha. Rabbi Chanan says, if that's true, when someone marries a woman with kesef, and then someone's bayil her, should he get misa? We all know, you bayil her, she should get misa. What should be, if kedusha kesef is a kal v'chaymer, if kedusha kesef is a kal v'chaymer, ein anshin min adin. So now, if someone's going to be bail this woman, then he shouldn't get misa because the whole thing comes from a Kal V'chaymer. So Rabbi Chanan answers that it doesn't work that way. The Kal V'chaymer says she's an Eishes Ish. Once she's an Eishes Ish, so now the halachas that apply to an Eishes Ish. When she's an Eishes Ish, so halacha supply. Now, I'd like you to help up. As Rabbi Chanan says. In other words, if the Kal V'chaymer says punish, I say derech halacha, I say punish, ein anshin min adin. But if it's two steps, if it's two dinim, in other words, first she's an Eishes Ish, through kesef. And then, if someone's bayal har, then he's chayim misa. So that two steps. So two steps. The first step establishes he's an Eishes Ish, and then later, once she's established, you get me. Now, Rabbi Chanan's teretz is not so geschmack according to the rule of the Klalei Hash'as. In Klalei Hash'as, it says every Kal V'chaymer might be wrong. You never know. Maybe it's wrong. Not good enough proof. So then, what's the pshat? You make her. You mekadesh her through kesef. It's a Kal V'chaymer. She's an Eishes Ish. Maybe it's wrong. Kal V'chaymer might be wrong. What we seem to see here is a rule that if you establish something in a weak way, it could cause Misa. So this idea is a Rambam. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says, an Eid Echad walks in and says, this is Nevela. Is he believed? Eid Echad says on his own meat, this is Nevela. What's the din? So an Eid Echad says, this is Nevela. Eid Echad and Bisur, it's Nevela. Now a fellow walks in and wants to eat it. And two Eidim give him Asra. They say, you know, you're going to get Malchus if you eat that. You're going to get Malchus. He says, Afal pi kein, and he eats it. Now, why anybody in their right mind would ever do that, I don't know. You know, how many, the Shah says once in 70 years they gave Malchus. Like, why would they ever give Malchus? If he wants to eat it, let him just not say Afal pi kein and just eat it. But anyway, that's an aside. Eid Echad said this is Nevela. Two Eidim say, don't eat it, it's Nevela. We know it's Nevela. Eid Echad said so. He eats it. The Rambam says that he gets Malchus. Even though it's like the weakest link in the chain is an Eid Echad. The weakest link in the chain is an Eid Echad. The Rambam says that the Dinei HaTorah worked that way. You establish the Din. Now the Rambam says, after they ate it, we tried to figure out if it's Nevela, and an Eid Echad came, then it would be too late. Because now they're saying Eidus on an Einish. You need two Eidim. But if you come first, and you say a rule, and you say this is Nevela, Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurim, it works, and later, even though it's a Shvacha Yisayid, it's Eid Echad Yisayid, but once it's established, you can give Misa based on that. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. And as far as I know, it's a Makubal Dikah Chiddush. Even though it's the Rambam's Chiddush, but everyone agrees. Memela, coming back to Rabbi Chanan, a Kavachayma says he could do Kedushay Kesef. Kavachayma might be wrong, might have a Pircha. Lamaisa, Kavachayma is good enough to establish an Eishas Ish. Has nothing to do with Einshim right now. Has to do that she's an Eishas Ish, she's Meshubitim, whatever is included. She's also to marry other people. A Kavachayma is good enough for everything, just not for Einshim. It's no different than an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad could do it. Kavachayma could do it. Now, Kavachayma can't do Einshim. Sure, Kavachayma can't do Einshim. But once the Kavachayma establishes Kedusha Kesef, it's established, and she's an Eishas Ish. And now, as Rabbi Chanan is saying, if someone will be Ba'ala now, he'll get Misa. Just like Eid Echad could cause Nevela, Kavachayma could cause Misa in a two-step process. This is the Shtikl Torah from Kiddushin Dav Dalit. Those are learning Kiddushin may yet hear it. This is Shtikl Torah, Kiddushin Dav Dalit. Here, it would seem, and again, this is a kasha, which seems to be a solid kasha on the sugya. And it disturbs me that I don't find people asking, Mefarshim asking the kasha on the sugya. But it would seem that the answer is the same. What's the Kal V'Chaimer? The Kavachaymer is a din in Dine Malk in Dine Golos. The Kavachaymer is Umahu Shasamaisa Bemezid Ainagaila Hain Shloyasumaisa Bemezid Din Shlo Yiglu. The Gemara says from a Kavachaymer that there's a din in Golos that a Mezid can never go to Golos. That's not a din in Adam Zaymim. That's a din in Dine Golos. In Dine Golos, a Mezid can never go to Golos. Madach, a Mezid with a Maisa can't go to Golos. Mezid without a Maisa certainly can't go to Golos. It's an Eidim Zaymim in Din. Rabbi Chanan's insight is that you can establish a Din, the Slav Dafke Eidim Zaymim. Once you establish it, even though it's established through a Kal V'Chaymer, which is weaker, once it's established, it applies to other places too. So the suggestion I'm shouting this Gemara is this Yisayit. To establish a din, you could establish it with something weaker. But once it's an established din, then it applies even in cases where Kal V'Chaymer normally doesn't apply. For example, Einan Shemin Adin. Kal V'Chaymer normally doesn't apply. In this manner, it does apply. The same thing in our sugya. Kal V'Chaymer normally don't work by Zaymimin, and they don't work by Zaymimin. A Kal V'Chaymer works by Dine Galus. It establishes a rule in Dine Galus. Once it establishes a rule in Dine Galus, so now we apply it to Zaymimin. We have a rule, amazing, can never go to Galus. Now, it's established already in Hilchas Galus. Now, we'll extend it to Eidim Zaymimin in the manner in which in which it's already established, and it teaches us a din for Zaymimin. So this is the Shtikl Torah. The Shtikl Torah in Kedushin is a good Shtikl Torah. I'm saying, it's not even if I'm wrong in our sugya, in Apitl's man, But I think it would answer our Gemara here as well. So this is one idea I wanted to mention to you. There's a second idea that I want to mention regarding Kal v'chaymer, because the Gemara says the Teretz hi hanoisenes. So I'd like to explain a confusing point regarding Kal v'chaymer. I'd like to ask people the following question regarding a Kal v'chaymer. Now, I'd like to ask people, I have a Kal v'chaymer, I'd like to tell you to tell me why it's not a good Kal v'chaymer. This is my favorite Kal v'chaymer. And the Kal v'chaymer goes as follows. Madach. My pocket. I have money in my pocket. My pocket. You're not allowed to put your hand in my pocket and take my money. And I'm allowed to stick my hand in my pocket and take my money. So my pocket is chomer. Your pocket, where even you're allowed to stick in your hand and take your money. So Kal v'chaymer, I'm allowed to stick my hand into your pocket and take your money. What's wrong with the Kal v'chaymer? I'm not about to stick my hand in your pocket and take your money. But Adam don Kal v'chaymer me'atzmai. What's wrong with the Kal v'chaymer? Again, my pocket, you're now sticking your hand in my pocket. And I am. So you see, I have a bigger kayak to take money. So your pocket, where you are, even you're allowed to stick in your hand in your pocket, I certainly could stick my hand in your pocket and spend your money. What do you mean? Why the Kal v'chaymer? So people tell me, the other guy could say the Kal v'chaymer to me. Is that the Teretz? He didn't say the Kal v'chaymer. I'm saying it to him. Teretz is he could say it to me. That means there's something wrong with it. But tell me what's wrong with it. I agree there's something wrong with it. What? Why? I'm proving that it's a Kal v'chaymer. I'm proving it from my pocket. I'm proving that I'm allowed to spend money where you're not allowed to. In cases where you're not allowed, I'm allowed. So in cases where you're allowed, I'm certainly allowed. No? Is that the answer? Is that the reason? What does that mean? What you're saying is he anaisenes. When the Gemara has a Kal v'chaymer and it says he anaisenes, it's what it say, what it's saying is you can't do a Kal v'chaymer if the reason is the thing itself. He anaisenes. The Gemara says he anaisenes. You can't make a Kal v'chaymer by galus because he anaisenes. This is good for the reasons that there's galus. He anaisenes was question of the Gemara. We're saying, here they said this, the reason he doesn't have, that's good for why he doesn't have, because he did a ma'isa b'mezid. So that's good for the reason. In other words, why am I allowed to stick my hand in my pocket, not stick your hand in your pocket? It's taka because, it's my pocket is the reason, that's good for the reason. In your pocket, you could stick in your hand, because it's yours. A Kal v'chaymer has to be something independent. It can't be the reason for the thing itself. That's what he anaisenes means. He anaisenes, that's good for the reason. What I'm calling a Kal v'chaymer is not a Kal v'chaymer. It's the reason. The reason I can stick my hand in my pocket is it's mine. The reason I can stick your hand in your pocket is because it's yours. That can't be the Kal v'chaymer. The reason a mezid doesn't get galus is because galus is a kapara for a shaygeg. It's good for touched up to be a shaygeg. So I wanted to point this out to see on the senes, because it has applications in other cases of Kal v'chaymer. Akaparim, these were the two thoughts regarding Kal v'chaymer. I want to thank again all of you for coming here tonight. I know the HR starts up. I can tell you, I'm standing here Thursday nights, most Thursday nights for the last 15 years. It's not so easy, as easy to learn a blot any other time as it was tonight for me to sit and learn, stand and learn. When people learn together, it gives an avir. It gives something an avir of learning. I want to thank everyone for coming. I hope kishem sheschalnu maseches makis. We should be zaycha in about 41 weeks from now to make a happy siyum on maseches makis. I want to thank all those that are upstairs as well, And I hope we should, Mirtz Hashem, continue to expand and find others who, Mirtz Hashem, want to be part of this. Good to everybody. Is it minyan from Arev? Raise of hands.